I am excited to share with you Quantum Life Mastery School. This is what we offer through Amplify Impact Academy, among many other trainings. However, this is our gold standard training. This is the training that allows you to become one of the top 1% of coaches in the world. That as a master practitioner, once you complete this training, you will be able to guarantee your results in writing to your clients, because you are working with neurology and they will no longer be able to do their problem after you've rewired that neurology. Through this Quantum Life Mastery Schools, you will get 4 designations: as a master practitioner of NLP, a master practitioner of timeline therapy, a master practitioner of hypnotherapy, and a master practitioner of NLP results coaching. And throughout this program, we build on the learnings as you go through the practitioner training, as well as some personal growth trainings to get to that master practitioner level. And this work is so powerful. You will literally, in just working with clients for 10 to 12 hours, transform their lives. And even better, this isn't just for coaches. We call it Quantum Life Mastery Skills because this is literally life skills. We've had people come through that want to be better parents, better partners, better leaders at work. One fellow came through because he knew the power of mindset with his golf game. He wanted to improve his golf game. When you do this work for yourself, your life improves, regardless of whether you're a coach. And the ripple effect of your life improving and up-leveling yourself has profound positive impact on your family and loved ones as well. So check out the link in the show notes to the Amplify Impact Academy Quantum Life Mastery School. Imagine getting up every day full of energy as if you were in your 20s again. What would that be like? What would that be worth to you? What is your health worth to you? Think about it. Your health isn't everything, but without it, everything else is nothing. And yet too many of us are taking it for granted until something goes wrong. No one wakes up hoping to be diagnosed with a disease or chronic illness. And yet we've never been taught how to be proactive in our health through our school system or public health. As a registered health coach and integrative health practitioner, I believe it is time this information is made available to everyone. Combining new knowledge around your health and the ability to do my functional medicine lab tests in the comfort of your own home will allow you to optimize your health for today and all your tomorrows. Don't wait for your wake-up call. Welcome back to another episode of the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I am Melissa Dealey, your host. And here with me today is my dear colleague and friend, Carolyn Cooper. Welcome to the show, Carolyn.
I'm exceedingly excited about this podcast. And it's about time that I showed up here, don't you
think, Melissa? We've been talking about it for a while.
I know. So I'm just so grateful to be here and looking forward to the adventure of where we're going to go in this podcast to really make a difference to your listeners.
Well, I am very excited to have you here. And I want to introduce you to our listeners before we dive in. Carolyn Cooper is a seasoned guide and mentor for high capacity women whose outer success no longer matches their inner truth. Over 4 decades, she has walked beside leaders, healers, and visionaries who are done performing and ready to come home to who they really are. She created the Aim High Method, a 3-phase journey of truth, transmutation, and transmission that helps women release self-abandonment, regulate their leadership, and redesign life and business around their authentic identity so peace, purpose, and impact can expand without costing them their soul. And that is so, so important, because how many women are just focused on everyone else in their life, have been programmed to also be people-pleasing, and all of that is costing them their soul. So I want to just go back a little bit and ask you to share your story of what led you to this powerful work.
My goodness. Well, I was a driven woman. I say that my old self was a machine. So I set targets, I set goals. It was all about success, reading that, re reaching that target, reaching that milestone. And once I'd reach it, I wouldn't even celebrate it, to be honest. I just move on to the next marker, the next one, and the next one. And I would get sick about once every 3 months in my 20s and 30s. Honestly, I had lots of financial abundance. I had incredible success. I was in sales. I was the top sales rep in Western Canada. And, I felt like there was something missing. This success didn't do it for me. I bought a house in my early 20s in Victoria. Yet I always felt like there was this gap. I always felt like, well, there's something missing here. What is that? I don't even
You
know
were
what that is.
following the societal program,
I was.
and yet it wasn't working for you.
No. So I quit everything. Everybody thought I'd lost my marbles. I quit my job, sold my house, and went on what I could only describe as a vision quest when I was 30. And I went to Europe by myself. I traveled all through Europe for 3 months, had a glorious time. I would pick something on a map and then I would just go there. So,
Well,
I
that's how I
mean, it
traveled
was,
Europe too.
well, I loved
And by
it.
the
Well,
weather.
it's true, right?
Yeah.
And by the people. I mean, I met
Yes.
incredible people.
Yes.
So, I really realized on that trip that I started to get to know myself a little bit. I started listening to my internal voice of wisdom. I started to trust myself. So I came back from that trip and I started my own business. I thought, you know what? I'm good at this. People, understanding people, communication, sales. So I started my own business and it just took off my consulting business. I started to sell to the beauty industry, which is where I was from before. And then I thought, okay, what industry is like that? The optical industry, that's it. So I went into the optical industry, played a secret shopper in three different optical stores, wrote a report to the president of that company, the franchise. Told him what was working, what isn't working, and how I was the solution. And he hired me. So I got this huge contract from an optical distributor. And then it moved on to manufacturing companies and then industry. So it really kept catapulting, but I still had the gap.
Right.
I still was missing something. So I thought, well, maybe it's starting my own business. So what happened over time, I realized that I had to really level up this understanding of my own identity. I mean, honestly, that's what I did. So I just took this deep
Because you
dive.
were a mother by this point as well,
Well, I
right?
was.
Yes.
I was. And, I took on consulting contracts, but my rule was always I couldn't be gone for more than four sleeps.
Right.
So I would do a whole Excel spreadsheet for everybody that had to do all the things while I was gone.
I did that too.
I was so organized,
Yep.
Anyway, and then that just didn't do it for me anymore. And I started to realize that I had to really look in the mirror and look at what my purpose was and the reason and the meaning for what I was doing and what I was up to. So I started to realize that I want to focus on supporting women who have been in the same position that I was, which is getting sick every 3 months, pushing yourself, forcing yourself, making things happen, being a yes woman to everything. And what I discovered over time is this incredible miracle of honoring oneself, of really looking at my own mental health, how I thought, how I processed information, how I honored and respected my physical body, the health and wellness as well as my spiritual foundation. And as I gradually, week by week, small steps, I started to just feel this new rhythm, this new flow, this new vitality, this new energy that was so much lighter, simpler, easier. And then I started to attract the business that I really, truly wanted to serve in. And it's a glorious experience to live in a way that you feel like you've come home to yourself.
Yes. Yes. And I love that term, is coming home to yourself. And it is something that right now we women are starting to be aware is even possible as we get into our 40s and our 50s and our 60s. Because there is so much societal program that happens when we're younger, and we are have this belief that we have to look after everybody else first and do all of the things and say yes and be successful and blah, blah, blah. And in all of that, we forget who we are.
We do.
And we forget to even look after ourselves.
Well,
there's no time. Let's face it. There's no time. We're looking after everyone else.
That's what we think.
Yes.
And that's what we convince ourselves.
Yes.
We don't have time. And the truth is, we do.
When we put ourselves first, we absolutely can make the time. And that was a lesson that I had to learn now almost 10 years ago that I didn't learn till I was in my 40s and in health coaching school. And when they said that self-care is the most selfless act, and I literally did a head shake. What? Because I always thought it was selfish. That was my programming.
Yeah,
that it was selfish. And then they said it again, and I went, oh my God, they're right.
I know.
They're right. I have to look after me first. Like putting the oxygen mask on first in the airplane, and then you put it on the child, right?
Well, it's so true. And now that I'm in my late 60s, at 67, I know that when I look in the mirror right now, I have more vitality. I look calmer, more peaceful, and I think more beautiful than I even did when I was 48 and 50, because I realize the incredible debilitating aspect of really looking at performance versus presence.
And having an inner conflict going on as a result of that, that is happening unconsciously. And I didn't know you then. However, I've known you now for about 6 years.
Yeah.
And I can even see the change in you. And as you say, that presence, that calm that you have to you that wasn't there before. And yes, you are absolutely stunning woman. And when
Thank you
take care of yourself,
well,
this
I
is
have.
what you get to experience. And
well,
now
this,
you're no longer getting sick every 2 or 3 months.
Never.
Right.
I mean, and the truth is that, yes, I have to get up earlier. I mean, I was up this morning at 4:30. And I love my morning rituals.
Mm-hmm.
I do my one-page journal, Dearest God, and just one page, let it pour through. I have a voice coach right now, so I do my voice workout.
That's awesome.
And I know. And then I do a recording that I was challenged to do to start about 10 months ago. And she said, well, I want you doing a selfie recording, Carolyn. I said, no, I'm not doing that. I don't even take selfie pictures. I don't like them. She said, well, consider it, Carolyn. Just do it for 2 weeks. I said, okay, whatever. So I did it for 18 days. I recorded it after my journal. I watched myself and I could see when I was authentic, when I was coming from my heart, soul, and spirit. And I could see when I was speaking from my head.
Mm-hmm.
I could see when I was performing.
Right.
So this journey, I highly recommend it to anybody out there that wants to know who they are.
Yes.
So over time, and I still do it every day, and I get to see who I am. And the woman I look at in my phone every day has transformed her life, even from 10 months ago.
Yes.
And, you know, we have to fall in love with ourselves, because love is all there is.
Yes.
And that is the most potent, powerful, life-changing decision in making that choice. And it will support your health, your wellness, your energy, your vitality, your relationships, your family, your business, your leadership. All of it is to be first, look in the mirror. What can I do? What can I change? But it starts with the truth. And that's the first phase of my Aim High method, is being able to look in the mirror honestly and say, you know, Carolyn, I think you need to do some more yoga. Okay, so I do that every morning. Well, Carolyn, how about getting some more cardio? So I jaunt 5K every day. And it's not a jog or a walk, it's in between, because I just love nature. So, you know, it's a matter of making that decision, being decided.
Yes.
Choose you.
Exactly.
And honor yourself with the opportunity to change. And nobody's going to do it for you. No, nobody's going to do it for you.
Exactly.
Nobody's going to motivate you to do that.
Right. It has to come from you.
Yes.
And it's a choice.
Definitely.
You can choose to sit in same old, or you can choose that I'm done with same old. I want something different. And the only way to get to something different is to actually do something differently.
Yes.
So, yeah, I love that. And I want to come back and talk about your morning routine in a minute, because I know you do magnified healing, which is something that I also do. And I want to chat about that. However, you introduced your AIM method already, and you talked about phase one being truth. So I would love to finish that conversation as you talk the audience through your AIM High method.
Well, my experience and what I went through and truly transformed my own life. And my light is brighter in the world, but the light that shines from my heart, soul, and spirit is much brighter than it used to be. And phase one is truth. And it's a matter of being bold and brave and looking in the mirror and telling the deep truth to yourself. So your internal voice of wisdom knows. Just ask. I always say ask, allow, receive, and accept. That is what's working and what isn't working. And the most glorious opportunity that I love with my clients is when they actually tell themselves the truth in what is, they can make another decision.
Yes.
And, you know, one of my clients recently that came to me was burning out. She was the machine like I used to be.
Right.
And
as so many people are.
Well, they
again,
are.
It's a societal expectation.
It push, force,
yes.
You know, and then, you know, she would make decisions to kind of compensate with that, but which were not healthy decisions.
Right.
You know, and a simple, this is one simple next step for the audience if they want to choose to do this. She decided for 2 weeks, this is it, and it changed her life, to go and experience a digital detox.
Mm-hmm.
No TV, That's the vortex, by the way. It'll
It
pull you in there, and it will, it's guaranteed to drain your energy and a lot of other emotions that you know too. So nothing to do with it. She had to, of course, work on her computer because she's runs a national organization. Yet just in 2 weeks, she came onto my Zoom and I said, "Wow, look at your face." She looked like a new person just from making that one decision. So
she released all TV and then all social media, I'm assuming.
Yes, she
and
did.
She continued with email and doing her
yes,
work.
She did. And doing her work, but she cut it off at a certain time.
Yeah.
So she said, "I have no time. I'm so stressed. I don't have time." So she realized how much time she has. She's also made the decision to go back to journaling, which I highly recommend everybody to do, to see the truth.
Yes.
Share the truth. Write the truth. Write what's working, what isn't working. Get to know yourself. Because I think, honestly, there's so many leaders that are working at a high capacity as women that we have lost ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We're so into the functioning and the doing rather than the being.
Yes.
So the first phase is telling yourself the truth. And so one of my other tools that I'd like to share with your audience mm-hmm. is something that I did that changed, well, my life, my world, my success in my business, everything. So I call it a love it and let go list.
Right.
And all you have to do is when you're in the flow, when you're in that joy, when you're immersed in that gratitude for what you have the opportunity of doing in your leadership role or as a founder, a business leader, just add it to the left-hand side, what you love to do, and let it go for about 2 weeks. And then when you're in those moments that you're feeling frustrated, exhausted, drained, taking way too much time than it should do. That was me with Canva. But just create that list over 2 weeks. And then once that's finished, review the lists and make a decision. Make a decision and in that decision, on the right-hand side list, you're going to let that go.
Right.
You're going to hire a virtual assistant to look after those things. So I created a description of my virtual assistant on all those things specifically on the right-hand side. Within 2 weeks after that, she showed up on Zoom on an event that I was leading. I said, "Who are you? I think you're my virtual assistant." So we met, and she's been working with me for 4.5 years now. She does everything I don't want to do, everything that drains me. Thank you, God, for her, just saying.
Because it energizes her because she's a different person. So all the things that you don't enjoy, she loves.
She does.
Not that you're just pushing off the stuff that you don't like onto someone else who doesn't like them.
Mm-mm.
You found someone who thrives on that work.
Well, she does, and her creativity, and how she can do something in 5 minutes that would take me 45
yes.
minutes. So, you know, here I am. I get to stay in the flow of what I love to do. I love being on podcasts like this. I love leading my own podcast, Love Inspired Leadership. I love speaking on events, in person, as well as online, and I love serving my clients and the community that I serve as well. So it's a matter of making that decision that you deserve it too. I mean, here's the piece, ladies out there. Listen, please, 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 please. You can transform your life. And that's phase number two, transmutation. You think change is impossible? No, it's completely possible. It's tapping into that power of possibility.
Yes, and
with
what
an
we
open,
always...
open mind,
yeah,
an open heart,
yes,
an open spirit.
Yes.
And you are here for a reason. Every single person on the planet. And
absolutely.
So we need to open ourselves up to that calling, to what that purpose and passion is. And my experience has been it's usually from things that were exceedingly difficult and challenging. The reason I'm so passionate about women, because I witnessed how much my mother suffered in her life. And I've been on a mission to understand energy, how we think, how we feel, the choices we make and what we do. And I know you're the same, Melissa.
Yes,
And
absolutely.
so this phase of transmutation is a very gracious, loving journey. It's not a forced journey. This is not a quick fix. This is like an implementation and a centering and a grounding of truth. And what happens is, what I love the most is witnessing people settle into themselves, their genuine, authentic selves. And life becomes lighter, the relationships become more intimate, they speak more truth from their heart and soul. So everything starts coming together in alignment. And the last phase, I have tools for all of these phases too, and beautiful strategies and understanding with it. But the last phase is transmission, because you become this light, you become this steady, centered, grounded woman, that there is this flow to your life. It is that you trust that everything that happens is for you, never against you. It's this open, willing position to receive. And I know that's where the miracles, the magic, the incredible opportunity to become this magnet, that you simply flow through your life and you are given the contacts, the people, the incredible opportunities land in your lap.
Yeah, all the
And
resources that you need to fulfill your mission are
yes.
provided when you are in this place.
Yes. And love is at the center. So here's my mission. Love is all there is, and everything else is a distraction. Because when we can actually trust that position, that center, is when we can naturally be who we are, because this is how we came in, and this is how we're going to go out. And I know my mission is to wake people up to realize that love is what matters most in our
Absolutely.
lives.
Absolutely.
And we have this glorious opportunity. Yes, we have some cleaning up to do. Yes, we have some courage. We're going to have to strap on those courage boots. Yes, we're going to have some emotions that come through. It's a people are so resistant to sadness and emotion. It's a short period of time that it can move through you and allow that to be released, because the gifts and the beautiful opportunity to live a love-based life is waiting for you. That internal voice is wanting to be heard and want you to follow through with what it's asking you to do.
Yes.
You can do this.
In
You got
fact,
this.
every emotion is a chemical reaction in the body. And as you said, it's a short amount of time. It lasts 60 to 90 seconds. That's
Right.
all. And every emotion is coming in order to capture your attention and send you a message when you pay attention. I love, love, love your passion for this work,
Oh, it's
Carolyn, and I know people that have worked with you and the profound results they get as a result. It's so wonderful to witness. And you come from having walked the walk yourself. You know,
I
you're not
have.
just out there speaking it and then not doing it, right? You've
No.
walked the walk and you are fully grounded in this work, and it is so powerful. And there are, any listeners out there, if you know someone or if you yourself, you're in that do matrix, we're not human doings, we're
No.
human beings. And if you now are listening and you're thinking, ah, that's the missing piece, I want to get back to me, Carolyn is your girl, because you can hear the passion in her voice about the work that she does and what she offers to people. And it is so needed in today's world, Carolyn. So I love that this is your service to the world and your mission to open people up to the fact that love is everything. And we can just come back to a place of love in how we approach everything we do in life.
It's so true. And this world needs us
Yes.
now than ever before. We have to return to that authentic identity, not performance or performing. We have to end that self-abandonment. It has to stop. These survival modes and roles of overachiever, the fixer, the people pleaser, because our nervous system, I mean, this is who you work with a lot, is being depleted. And
Absolutely.
you
And
know
hence
what?
the illness.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and, I mean, when there's an answer, when there's an opportunity to change things, and you have it, I mean, leadership is about truth. It's not living in a way that you're so depleted. If you're depleted, it shows up in
Yes,
your in your
absolutely.
face, in your body, in your health. It's so you gotta listen
Yes.
and step up, because the truth is you can do this. You
You
can
can.
change this. I mean, I did, my clients do, and I have so much faith in this. And, if you're afraid of change, that's fine. This is a safe place. I have an
Absolutely.
incredible group of women that I am bringing together, and it's called the Aim High Sanctuary.
Oh, beautiful. Love that name.
Yes,
And I
and
just want to come back to what you had
yeah.
just shared about, paying attention and listening to your body.
Yes.
And again, it's programming that has us believe that we have to suck it up and push through and be tough. And that is so wrong, and we can shift that programming. Again, the symptoms that we have are our body's way of talking to us,
Yes.
and they're not to be ignored.
No.
Instead, we should be asking why. Why is this happening? And getting to the bottom of it, not covering it up with a band-aid, getting to the root cause. And so often the root cause of all the chronic illness that we have in the world today, it's a toxic load. It's high stress
Yes.
and gut issues, right? And the gut issues are also coming from the high stress.
Yes.
And the high
And
stress is because we're out of alignment.
yes, and we do it to ourselves.
We do.
But honestly, I just want your audience to listen, 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 please. It's simply, it's not, our exhaustion is not a productivity issue. People think, well, I just have to work harder. I just have to push harder.
No.
I just have to do things different. I'm going to have to change who I am to create this end result. No, no, no. Honestly, it's a self-betrayal issue. It's a misalignment issue.
Yes.
And it's a system overdrive issue. And it's time for you to step up and honor yourself. Finally, please do it. Just do it for me. If you're not going to do it for you, do it for me and Melissa. I mean, because how are we going to serve in the world if we don't have purpose, passion, and vitality and energy? How are we going to do that? How are we going to lead people? Well, we aren't. Because here's the truth. You know you're depleted, and you're trying to hide it too. Because that was me for a long time. Tried to keep it a secret. It's not a secret because you know. So it's time. I mean, this year, I always say create a phrase or a word. Here's my phrase for this year, and I love it. And I do it with my virtual assistant every time we end a call. So I'm going to share it with you. So you can wiggle your fingers beside your face. Freedom sticks in 2026.
Oh, I like it.
Isn't it good? And guess
That's a
what
good
we can
one.
do? We can aim high.
Yes.
We can aim higher. And
Yes.
that's what I'm inviting your audience to do because it's time and you know it. You know it. You just listen to your voice, you'll know. And really be the kind of leader whose presence changes everything.
Yes. Beautiful. And have people walk into the room and feel your love reaching out to all four corners of the room. And the moment they walk in, they feel welcome. Yeah.
And love is such a glorious path to choose
Absolutely.
because it includes compassion, self-compassion, compassion for others. It includes forgiveness, forgiveness for self, forgiveness for others. It includes acceptance
Yes.
that what is. Is. So
Yep.
my mentor who gave me this key, it started me on this journey of love when I was 18. She said, Carolyn, what is? And at the time I went, what are you talking about? And for quite a few decades, now I know what it means. It means to just simply accept what is. And realize that that's there for a reason.
Yes, I was just going to say, when you understand the other part of that, that everything is happening for you always,
Yes.
and we may not see it in the moment, but we can always look back with 20/20 perfect hindsight and gratitude, because in that moment we see it.
Oh,
We
you know, I
even
mean,
see why we went through that difficulty.
yes.
You know, if life was all just rainbows and unicorns, we would be all so bored, right? We
Yes.
have to go through the difficult moments in order to grow and become stronger and
And
develop
find out what
ourselves and find
matters.
out who we are exactly.
Yes. Well,
Exactly.
and if we don't realize that it's the pain that has contributed to our purpose,
Yeah.
that's the bridge.
Exactly.
So, you know, I've witnessed clients that are ready to pack it in because their bodies are exhausted because they're doing a physical job like massage therapy or whatever. So we found her purpose and we bridged that
Beautiful.
purpose with her
Yeah.
passion. So it goes from pain to purpose to passion.
Yeah.
And my passion, I want to end suffering for women
Yes.
because I witnessed so much of it.
Yes.
And it's wrong, it's not right, and not on my watch, I will tell you, because I honestly want everybody to know what I know. I do, and it's simple. I swear to God it is. It's this simple truth telling, this willingness to change and go through this transmutation of yourself to come back home to who you are anyway. You are her. She's waiting. And then it's using that into transmitting that into the world as a phenomenal grandmother, mother, sister, aunt, business leader, in all the roles that we contribute in the world. It just becomes so much lighter, so much easier, so much simpler. And then what happens? The beauty of all of it is that life becomes this mirror that you love everything, everything,
Yes.
and
Yeah.
everybody.
Yes.
And I guarantee you that feeling, nothing tops that.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Nothing, nothing.
Truly, truly, truly incredible. I love all that you've shared there, and Again, your passion for this work is so evident, and I truly hope listeners will reach out. If any part of this conversation has touched them or resonated in any way, that's a sign. It's a sign that says, go there, check that out. You're here listening to this for a reason, because you were supposed to hear this message from Carolyn today. And so I just want to go back to your morning routine
Oh, yeah.
and magnified healing, which I know you also said magnified healing has changed your life. It's
Well, it
changed
did.
my life.
Well, it did.
And so I would love for you to share about magnified healing and how it changed your life.
Well, my morning rituals, I will be honest, I resisted journaling for until after probably about 35 years, honestly. People say, Carolyn, you got a journal. No, thanks. That's what other people do. I don't really want to do it. Until I watched Julia Cameron on Zoom in her 80s with this bright red lipstick, with this beautiful coiffed hair. She was in her 80s. She's talking about her book, The Artist's Way. I'm like, oh, well. I'm going to start journaling, but I'm going to make it simpler. I'm just going to do one page, just one page. She says 3 pages. I just did one. And then I just learned about myself. I began, it's that truth, it's the first part. It's like, wow, is that what I think? Is that what I feel? Is that what's in the way? Okay, great. So that's one of my morning rituals. And then, doing the recordings have been incredible. So I've changed the order. So here's another piece that I want the audience to know too. It's the small, disciplined, daily actions
Yes.
that change the trajectory of your life.
Yes.
And it's teaching you to trust yourself and know yourself.
Yes.
And these are not big things. Okay, so, and then I've changed the order of my morning rituals and it's running smoother now. So I do my journal, my voice, my recording, then my magnified healing. Now, magnified healing, Melissa, you knew that I was going to love it when I
I
learned.
absolutely knew that, yes.
So I cherish the opportunity to connect with other realms and other sources that are available to us. And it's such a sacred process. It is beautiful. It's simple. It grounds me in my body. It grounds me in this higher elements of what life really is. I get to hold this beautiful, sacred space for other people that need healing. I hold it with cherished love. I love the opportunity to think that I am contributing to the wellness of this world as
Yes.
well.
Yes.
And I just, every time I do magnified healing, it just seems to just bring me home too. It just brings me back to center and it grounds me. And it's just, I'm not as grounded if I don't do it. I mean, there's a few days that I've missed, to be honest. And it's like, what's different? What didn't I do today? Why do, well, I didn't do my magnified healing. Plus, what I love about it is I have a few people going through cancer and incredible challenges in their lives. And I get to add them to my list, and here's all these other magnified healers around the globe that get to hold the space for them. And that means everything to me. So there's that. And then I do my yoga with Adrienne, which I love her too. She's my yoga angel. And then I go on a 5 kilometer
Your
little
5K jaunt.
jaunt. And then I have my shower and get beautified. So I get up early. People say you don't have time. It'll be a readjustment getting up earlier. But honestly, I just started with the journal and then all these other things grew into my morning rituals. Well, where am I going to fit them in? I'm going to get up earlier. And so I do go to bed by 9:30. I do. And I can honestly say to your audience, I wake up with gratitude too. The first thing that comes to my mind, I say, thank you, God, for the things that I'm grateful for. And I always use because.
Right.
So I just have that communication. Some days it's thank you for this ocean air coming in my window when I first wake up, because I love living close to the ocean. I love walking along the ocean. I love seeing rainbows when I walk along the ocean. So that's another piece that I start, but I can hardly wait to jump out of bed. I'm not kidding. Every single day. Today, I even woke up at 10 after 3 and thought, oh, no, that's too early. Carolyn, Carolyn, stay in here. Stay in here. And so, I mean, we're meant to have vitality in life. And if you think you're done because you're 67 or older, I am here to tell you that is not the truth. I want to have this vitality in life, honestly, when I'm 80, when I'm 90, when I'm 100, as long as I respect my thoughts, my mind, my body, and my spirit. I will continue with this same level of enthusiasm and vitality for life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so much of it is up here in that mindset.
Oh.
As you said, if you think you're done, guess what? You're done. And so that's the shift here, is when you understand all that Carolyn is sharing. It's all a choice. And you can make that choice to choose you, as Carolyn said earlier, and reach out to her and invest in yourself.
Yes.
Give yourself that time to go through her AIM Higher program and come back home to who you truly are and what your purpose and mission is in this life, so that you can wake up every morning with excitement for the life that you get to live. Because that is literally how both Carolyn and I wake up every single day, because we've done the work.
Well, and it's, you know, if you realize that this is your job, it's not your kids, it's not your husband's job, it's not your parents' job, you know, you are who you are, and to accept who you are.
Yes.
And then just gradually, like I said, it's that building that self-trust of those small decisions. Just even if you journal one page a day, even if you start with that, watch what happens.
Exactly. And that's all you need to do, is just start slowly. You didn't do everything at once, neither did I. You start with one thing, you get that nailed, and then you keep going. And that's the beauty of this. So thank you so much, Carolyn, for sharing all of this wisdom. And I always love to ask every guest that comes on this show, what does "don't wait for your wake-up call" mean to you?
Well, what it means to me is I was realizing that my body was breaking down and that I was gaining weight. And the woman I saw in the mirror looked exhausted. And I knew if I didn't do something different and start to just gradually make myself important and gradually honor myself, that I was going to get really sick. I knew it. My internal voice said, Carolyn, now is the time. So I listened. And like you said, gradually I progressed. And I'm so grateful to myself. I am so appreciative of these small things I do every morning and every night to ground me in this opportunity that I of living, because it's an opportunity. And I know people meet me and are actually surprised how old I am. And I know that they're surprised at how much energy I have. And it's a decision.
Yeah, it absolutely is a decision. I love that you said that. So if people want to get hold of you and reach out and work with you, please share with the audience how they can get hold of you.
Well, I have a gift for the audience
You
too.
have, yes.
And
Please share about that.
I'll tell you what it is.
Please
It
do.
it's my recordings in the morning about 10 months ago. So these are when I started doing this recording. So it's an audio clip that I'm going to drop in your email box every day for 21 days. It will include some real truth and honesty of my own progression and concepts and antidotes. It will also include some reflections for you in the email that you can look at yourself in the mirror, look at the truth, and I give you some journal prompts, some questions that you can use. I call it my 21-day above the line living. And I have a framework called Think Above the Line. And so it shares elements of that framework and supports you and guides you for 21 days. The recordings are only 2, maybe 3 minutes. So this is a quick download of information. You get to reflect yourself and then just be a part of this path and journey. I'm also run an Aim High challenges too. I'm running one in March. So the audience is welcome to come to my 2-day challenge at the end of March. Not sure when this is going to be coming out. So also, I have a website called The Inspired Connection. Try.ca. It's love, by the way. The Inspired Connection.ca is, and I'm on LinkedIn, Carolyn Cooper. Facebook, Instagram. Feel free to connect and link with me there. I'd love to connect with you too.
And I will have all of those links in the show notes, as well as the direct link to your beautiful gift of 21 day above the line living. So thank you for so generously offering that. And as we wrap this episode, Carolyn, are there any last words of wisdom you would like to share with the audience?
I just want every person who is listening right now to have hope, to realize that where you may be suffering right now, there are answers, there are solutions. And that when you become decided to find those solutions, reach out, listen to that internal voice of wisdom, that intuition. When someone comes to mind, text them, call them, email them, and follow through with that because that's part of your path. That's part of you coming home to yourself, which is love. So I want you to know to have faith that you got this. And I look forward to connecting with anybody who's called to connect with me. I'd be honored.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Carolyn, for being here, for sharing your wisdom, your passion, your purpose with the audience. And thank you, as always, to the audience for tuning in and listening to the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast and for being here because you want to learn and grow and focus on your health. And that means mind, body, spirit, health. And if you know there's someone that needs to listen to this episode, please share it with them.
Thank you, Melissa. Love you to bits.
Love you too, Carolyn. Thank you for investing this time with me on the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I'm so glad you joined in. If you can take 2 minutes to share this episode with someone you think can benefit and have a positive impact on their life, that would be wonderful. Please leave a review by going to your favorite podcast listening app and let me know what you enjoy or would like to hear more of. It will support me in my effort to bring the possibility of natural healing to a wider audience and help disrupt the sick care system we have today and make human health a global priority. Health is your true wealth.